It was a very embarrassing day for me because it seemed to me that everybody in the United States had heard the bomb go off and had rushed to the campus in the middle of the night. I didn't hear it. I had been in a sailboat race with one of my kids on Lake Wingra that day, and we had actually won. And I was absolutely exhausted and had gone to bed fairly early, and I went sound asleep. And we lived on the far southwest side of Madison, and I did not hear the bomb go off. And so I blithely drove into work the next morning, and as I got close to campus, I turned on the radio. I hadn't had it on earlier than that. And they were talking about streets being closed and police activity. I couldn't figure out what in the world was going on. And so I got to the office and found, and I looked at and saw what had happened and realized all the glass was gone. There were a lot of broken glass.
Oh yeah, right. Buildings all around.
And then that was when I first figured out what was going on. And I didn't really learn about it until about 8 o'clock in the morning. Mm-hmm. And so by that time, Jim Edsel and Gordon Orr were around, and of course the police all over the place, reporters all over the place. I did go through with Gordon, and I think there were other people with us, and trying to assess the damage, looking at the old chemistry building right across the way, which we were absolutely astounded that it hadn't collapsed, mm-hmm. because Joe Hirschfelder had made calculations decades earlier that showed that if an explosion of less than a kilogram of a kilogram of ether were to go off inside that building, the building would collapse, and use that as a way of justifying why we ought to have a chemistry
building. Very clever.
The result of that was that the building was condemned, but we still stayed in it for many, many years. But in any event, the building didn't collapse. The bomb went off right next to it, and all it did was blow out a lot of glass. But we went through it. I remember that I was interviewed by one of these roving reporters from CBS News, and I was on national television night, and I got letters from people all over the country, former students and people that I had known, saying that they had seen me on television.